at that point, you should be wanting to do right for the patient. And here at Titan Medical Center, so you guys know, you can do month-to-month programs. So that means that you want to get on a therapy and try it for 1 month and see how it works and see how it reacts with your body, because that's the other issue. We want to make sure that, listen, if you get 3 months at a time, that you're able to take the medication, you don't have any reactions from the medication, you like the result you're getting from the medication. So what we usually say is listen, try it for 1 month, see how it works. Now, if you've tried it in the past and you know, listen, this is a good one for me, then that's not a problem. If you try it through us and you're like, oh, cool, this was really good, I don't want to have to go through just ordering this month to month, then you can get 3 months at a time. But at that point, we're never going to push on you as the patients to get 4 to 6 months of medications at one time. It is ridiculous. It's unethical to me. And at that point, like, they're doing a disservice to patients and they're giving our medical centers, business practices, a black eye, in my opinion. And that's just totally my opinion, and somebody else could have a different opinion about it. But I don't think that's the way to roll. I don't think that patients should have to be subject to that. And I think that, you know, you would do a lot better by the patient to monitor him correctly and to give them 1 month to start and to see how everything rolls. Because there's different medications out there, guys, that sometimes it doesn't react well with you. It just is what it is. Or the dosage might be different, right? So, for example, if somebody gives you testosterone right off the bat for 4 to 6 months of testosterone, those doses could be off, okay? And you taking that dose. Now, they could always adjust a dose, I guess, if you call in and get blood testing. But let's say that you don't like it. Let's say it's a testosterone cream, and you know what? You didn't like what the testosterone cream felt like, absorbed like, and you want to go to injections. Now you're stuck with 4 to 6 months of medication that you can't even use. It's a waste of money. I would never do that to patients. I never want for patients to have to be locked in for 4 to 6 months at a time. So it's just something I want to bring up to you guys. I actually made a video about this that I'm going to post. And just, you know, describing some of these different unethical business medical practices that I see out there. It's just not cool. We want to make sure that people are in it for the right reasons. Costa Nuces, what's going on? Brother Hope all as well. Your health is your wealth. Preach it. So true, guys. Without your health, you're not doing anything. And, you know, just me being sick for the last, what was it, 10 days or whatever it was, you know, I already know that health is everything. But at that point, like, when I'm sick, I'm like, man, because I don't normally get that sick. And I'm like, please, God, just let me get over this sickness. I'm going to go full blast, 110, like I always do. I want to come back. I want to be able to have my regular routine of me getting up, getting Peter up, you know, getting everything done work-wise, going to be able to train my body, you know, and spend some time with my wife and not feel sick or not feel like I'm pushing myself. So at that point, it is what it is. Any other questions out there? Seth Jordan, what's going on? If you guys don't know what the therapy of the week is this week, it's Tessa Morellin. So what's up, Mike Marsh? What's going on? How you doing, bro? Hope all is well. And for Cosby. So Cosby on TikTok. I'll share this with you guys because I think it's hilarious. Company shirt looks like they snap between your legs, bud. I would ask for a bigger size. Guys, this is an extra large Banana Republic shirt. Now, I could wear a double X, I guess. And a lot of my shirts are double X that people still say the exact same to. It is what it is. I don't know what to say. Hey, I feel out the shirts great. I don't shrink them. They fit perfect. I mean, it is what it is. I got some bigger arms, I guess, than some of these guys out there. So Cosby, no hate. Trust me. I don't wear schmediums. You guys can always check my tag right at dot. And if you want to call me on it, you can call me out on it, and I'll pull the shirt off, and you can check the tag. It is what it is. I've done it here on the live before because, you know, listen, I'm not lying. So at that point, I'll show you guys. It's all good. All right. Next one. So dialing it in. Now, blood work is about checking to see what's going on, and it's about dialing everything in, right? So, you know, if you have something off, you can rerun that test 30, 60, 90 days later to see, have you improved in those areas? But this one goes out to my people that are possibly self-administering medication. So if you're self-prescribing yourself, right, there's a lot of bodybuilders out there or, you know, just gym rats or people in general, I guess, that think that they have the best knowledge to give themselves a regimen. and they or they get their buddy, and their buddy tells them, take this, take this, take this. So, okay, you're going to do that. I'm not going to hate on anybody that does that. You know, I don't recommend it. I don't think it's the best practice. I think you'll get a lot better results and know exactly what you're doing or injecting if you go with a prescribed provider and real medication from a U.S. licensed pharmacy. But if you're not, right, you should still want a blood test. And you should want a blood test to see a couple different things. One, is this stuff real? Gosh, Big Drew, when he first came to me, was going through somebody, and he was taking 1,000 milligrams of testosterone, or somewhere around there. It was something crazy. He'll tell you this too. And, you know, I'm like, all right, cool. Well, let's see where it comes back as, right? Let's blood test, and we'll see what's up. He's like, okay, all right, man. I know it's going to come back high, though. I'm like, all right, no problems. Let's do it. So we sent him in for the blood test, and his level comes back at a 400. And, guys, if you take 200 milligrams of testosterone, you're going to be 800-900. If you take more than that, 300 milligrams, you're going to be balling. 400 milligrams, we don't even prescribe, you'll be super physiological levels. And then as you go higher and higher and higher, way higher levels. So 1,000, you should be 3,000, somewhere, something crazy like that. Maybe 2,000, 3,000, whatever. But if you're like 400, then you know like, oh man, whatever I was taking, whatever my buddy was selling me or whatever this guy was selling me is not real or not working. And if it's not working, it's not real, all right? It is what it is. Testosterone is not like, oh, we inject it. It might work. It might not work. It will work 100%. So, you know, with this, be smart. You know, you can utilize the blood testing here and not have to go through any of the consultations or have to order any therapies or anything like that. You're just checking blood work and just seeing what's going on. And this goes for people that may not want to use any therapies or not on any anabolics or testosterone and just want to see where their natural levels are at. That's good too. And if you just want to check other vital organs or different things like hemoglobin and A1C, which is sugar levels, to see if you're pre-diabetic or so, do that. It's $25 just to run that single test. So we do single tests. We have in-depth panels. We can add on the in-depth panel. It's all good. All right. El Cheeto said, how much does it cost? So if you're talking about full blood testing, our full in-depth blood panel for a male is usually $200. With a discount, you say, hey, listen, I seen John on the live. It's going to be $150 for you. And that's going to cover everything. Complete metabolic panel, complete blood cell count, full cholesterol panel with DIF, full thyroid panel, T3, T4, TSH. You're looking at prostate, so PSA, free and total testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, IGF-1, and B12 levels. That's just right there. If you want to add on different ones, let's say it's prolactin, okay? It's $30 to add on that test. Vitamin D, $30 to add on that test. SHBG, maybe you're free as low. We want to look at that too. $30 to add that on. It's very simple, very easy to do, and very inexpensive for you guys to be able to utilize to see what's going on. I made these lab tests the most inexpensive in the entire country. I beat everybody out. And if you find somebody that you like, you know, the cost is more inexpensive or cheaper than mine, let me know and I'll go even cheaper than that. So at that point, there's nobody out there, trust me, because I have scoured the internet and looked everywhere to see what everybody's doing. And everybody's a lot more expensive than us on blood testing, and they give you less tests. So apples to apples, you're never going to get the exact same they're going to get at Titan Medical Center. I will guarantee it. All right. Mary Wibble said, just had an update. I have to have a mammogram and thyroid ultrasound due to the last doctor putting me on semaglutide, even though I have thyroid nodules. May have to have it removed. Wish I knew you a year ago. So I'm really sorry for this, Mary. And Mary is great. I met her in person in Ohio with her husband. They're phenomenal people. Phenomenal people. And very dedicated and just really good people to talk to. So I got to meet them, and that was awesome. And Mary came to us because she was with a previous provider. And that previous provider put her on semaglutide. Now, she has a medical history of thyroid nodules. The number one counterindication for semaglutide is anybody that has thyroid nodules. So any provider that did that is under, like, that's almost negligence. It is. Because, listen, when a provider looks at medications to put you on, right? When they say, all right, well, let me look at your health history, family health history, and then let me look at the symptoms and let's come up with a regimen. Well, that's what our providers do. Maybe some of these guys don't. They look at it And they say, okay, cool. Well, she's had, you know, thyroid nodules. You know, she's had some prior this, prior that. All right, so let's go through what we want to do. And obviously, the provider should know, hey, listen, they should know right off the bat what the contraindications are for those medications. And if they don't, then they look it up, right? They can look it up. They can call a pharmacist. They can do a lot of different things to make sure that they are accurate in what they're doing, because they need to be accurate in what they're doing, because just this alone, this problem, this can make her thyroid nodules even worse. And I hope to God, Mary, that you don't have to get your thyroid removed and they can save it and everything's good, because getting your thyroid removed is a pretty serious thing. The thyroid runs and controls so many different parts of the body, from energy, your hair, your skin. I mean, there's so many different things that thyroid can mess with that it's ridiculous. And that's why, you know, for us, we're very, very careful, especially when it comes to the thyroid. And that's why I preach to a lot of people out there. If you're trying to cut up, don't take T3. There's better things that you guys can take to get that result, to not mess with the thyroid. Because when you mess with it, you could cause permanent damage and you're going to have to medicate the rest of your life just to be normal. Just to be normal. Is it worth it? Definitely not worth it. Oscar Rubino said, if you were to take MK677, would it be ideal to take it before bed as you're going to sleep? And could you take it with food or an empty stomach? Okay. So you can take it with food or an empty stomach, right? They usually say to take GHRHs, which this is an oral one, on an empty stomach. But I'd recommend definitely taking it at night before you go to bed. If you don't want to eat, that's the best way to do it. If you need it to eat, right, then you're going to take it during the day or, you know, like at, you know, right before dinner time or whatever it is, because you're going to become really hungry. This is going to stimulate the hunger hormone, ghrelin. And at that point, when that kicks in, I've never had anything like this before. The only other things that have made me really hungry like this before were other GHRH injectables like GHRP2 and GHRP6. But those aren't around anymore. So, you know, when you take CDC-1295 with Ipamrelin, it's supposed to stimulate a little bit, but it doesn't do anything like this. You're not going to want to eat down the house. When you take MK, you're going to want to eat down the house if you're awake, for sure. I don't care if you ate 15 minutes before and you ate a 5,000-calorie meal, right? You're going to want to eat again. So just prepare yourself for that. Make sure you're ready. So at that point, like, hey, listen, if you're going to take this and you're going to be up, make sure you have good food that you're going to consume. If not, like I said, right before bed, swallow the pill, sleep, or drink, and then go to sleep. That's the best way to do it, okay? All right, so, hey, how is your wife doing? Haven't seen you for a while. Wife is doing really good. I'm glad to see you guys. I hope all is well. Yeah, she's doing good. She's directing the back office right now, making sure everything is good. We just got a new phone system put into place today, so we should be able to better service patients even more. Last phone system I think we got was like 7 years ago, so it's been kind of crazy, and it was always a problem because we didn't want to have any downtime because of our patients. We want to make sure that we were getting all the calls, we would be able to answer their questions. So it was really important to us. It's always been really important to have our communications up, calling, texting, emailing, just to make sure our patients have every opportunity to get a hold of us or talk about what's going on. Okay. Brick by Brick, Brody Bill in the house, Norm in the house. What's going on? Jose Diaz, what's going on? All right, so testosterone. Let's talk about testosterone. Testosterone is a peptide therapy that's FDA approved. So it's never going away, right? That's a good thing. Second thing about testosterone is that it's a GHRH. It's one of the best GHRH injectables you can get. Growth hormone-releasing hormone peptide, GHRH. So that's really awesome. It produces your own growth hormone, naturally stimulates the pituitary, goes down, and you get all the benefits of raising the IGF-1 levels. So when you raise IGF-1 levels, you're going to get better recovery, better sleep, better hair, skin, nails, the anti-aging effect all the way through and through. Big benefit, right? The other huge benefit in what it does is that it targets visceral fat, belly fat. So the bad fat that's in the body, this goes after it and targets it. There is no other therapy on the market that targets belly fat or even specific areas of fat. unless you're spot injecting or you're using some sort of surgery, right, like lipo, there's no way that you can literally target these areas. You for weight loss, you're losing weight all the way through and through entire body. So at that point, this testosterone is a game changer all the way through and through. So with this, you know, we've got two different packages, the 1 milligram, 2 milligram. I think it's $650 and then $1,200. You guys will get a discount this week only on testosterone if you order it. And you guys can look it up for yourselves. It's an amazing therapy, FDA approved, and should work for pretty much everybody out there. And how many people want to lose weight just in their belly? I mean, I got a six pack and I still want to lose weight in my stomach. So at that point, you guys will probably want to take advantage of it too as well. All right. Thoughts on peptide. This is on TikTok, Charlie. Thoughts on peptide IGF-1R3, another great therapy. IGF-1R3, insulin-like growth factor, and LR3 means, so IGF-1. IGF-1 is what growth hormone turns into. Growth hormone gets from the pituitary down to the liver, and then from the liver, it converts into IGF-1, 2, and 3. IGF-1 creates all the pluses for you. It gives you all the benefits of the growth hormone. All the effects that you want from growth hormone, you get from IGF. So IGF-1R3, great. Now there's IGF, there's IGF-1, and there's IGF-1R3. We only offer IGF-1R3 anymore. We used to offer IGF-1, but IGF-1R3 is superior. IGF-1R3 stays in the body longer, has a longer half-life, so it's going to work better for you. So if you're looking for a great therapy to add on to any of your other therapies, and you can take this one with semaglutide, tirzepatide. Some people ask me, John, should I take testosterone and MK and IGF-1R3 at the same time? And my answer is going to be no. The reason is yeah, they might work in a little bit of different ways to stimulate, but you're kind of overlapping in what you're trying to get from the final result and what's going to happen. So I don't want you guys to waste money. I don't want you guys to be like, oh, I had to spend all this money to get this result. No, you could pair two. You could take one by itself. Like, if you were to take any of these medications, I would take these medications 90 days tops. And some, that's all you can. Before you have to get off, 10 to 30 days at least. And at that point, go on a different one. So if you start off with MK, you're on it for, let's say, 60, 90 days. And when you come off, right, you have IGF-1R3, and now you're going to a different mechanism, and you're still doing a great effect and getting a great result. IGF-1R3, 90 days. Then you go to testosterone, and boom. And you can continue that cycle in what you're doing, or if you say, hey, listen, after using the three, these two work the best. Then you can keep going back and forth between those two if you really want to. So there's all kinds of options on the table for you guys. And like I said, it's like building blocks. You know, you get to one point, you accomplish one goal, you use these different therapies, and then if you need to add on another one to get to another goal or different result, you can do that. You can replace. It's awesome, you know, especially having the choices and the opportunity to do this. I mean, when I was younger, I never had the opportunities to be able to do anything like this. I mean, I'm 43 now, so this is exactly when I need it. God bless. But it is what it is. So at that point, just take it for what it is. Utilize these things as tools. Don't use them as crutches, right? You know, like semaglutide, tirzepatide. If you get on these medications, and there's no excuse for anybody out there to be obese or overweight. There's no excuse anymore. These medications have made it so easy to lose that weight. Now, keeping it off, if you get off these medications and stay on the exact same unhealthy routine, you might gain it back. Of course, you're not using the medication. You're not changing anything in your lifestyle. What do you expect, right? It's a definition of insanity, doing the exact same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So don't get caught up in that. You have to change to make change, all right? All right, what else we got? Any more questions on here? J11, what's going on? Bruno, what's up? Maria, what's going on? Anything on YouTube? Let's see what's going on here. Okay. All right. Awesome. So if you guys are looking for testosterone, like I said, you guys can get that with a discount right now. And if you guys got any questions, let's shoot them out to me. If not, I'll go into another another therapy. If you guys want to go over another therapy. Let's talk about ECA Stack Plus. So that's another great one for weight loss. ECA Stack Plus, real ephedrine HCL, right? I know a lot of people say, man, you got real ephedrine. And they remember back in the day in the 90s, where you get like yellow jackets and like all these things, and it had real ephedrine in it. And it worked real good, right? So real ephedrine's in it, real caffeine, right? HCL. There's aspirin in it, chromium, and B12. So ephedrine and caffeine are going to give you that stimulant effect, right? Now, we make different doses for different people, so don't think, oh my God, it's an over-the-counter thermogenic. It's going to make me have heart palpitations. I'm going to get overstimulated. I'm not going to feel good. No. We have different dosages for different people that have different tolerance levels. So if you say, listen, I can't even drink a Red Bull without getting crazy, we have something that's low dose, real low dose. If you say, listen, I could drink 5 Red Bulls or 4 pre-workout servings, then we have a dose for people like that too as well. And if you don't know, we can definitely help out along with that to send you maybe some different dosages that you can try day after day and see where it's going on and work your way up, okay? What peptides are you guys offering currently with the FDA changes? So we are currently offering every single peptide still. We have a couple different pharmacies, the U.S. licensed pharmacies, that are still creating these peptides. So the world is yours pretty much right now. BPC, TB500, MK, AOD, GHK, CU. Which other ones were on that ban list? Any ones that were on the ban list that we can still get, okay? And then the ones that are FDA approved, Tesamorelin, PT-141, Semorelin, Semiglutide, Tirzepatide, are never going away. Excuse me, guys. So at that point, don't worry about that. J11, if you want to use any of the peptides or any of you guys want to use the peptides, they're still offered to you guys. No problems, no issues, wherever you guys need them, okay? And BPC-157, TB-500 have been a game changer for me. And they've been a game changer for so many other patients out there. Even yesterday, it's crazy. It's awesome and crazy. So if you guys don't know, I drive around wrapped cars, right? So all my cars that I drive are wrapped. McLaren, Lamborghini, Corvette, like all of them, right? I don't care. And people are like, why would you wrap that car with and make it like that? Because without this business and without me helping people, without me doing this, I wouldn't have any of this. So at that point, you know, I invested into that. And funny story is when I first started Titan Medical Center with Charisse, I started with $2,000. I had a doctor working with me per patient that's still one of my medical directors today. And I had another doctor give me some office space in his office, like 2,000 square foot that I could rent per day, per week, and everything, so on and so on. So I never had no money for advertising. I literally did all the back end myself, all the social medias, all the videos, everything. But the thing about it was the first thing that I bought for advertising is I bought a Hummer, an H2 Hummer, and it had over 100,000 miles on it, and I had to finance it for 5 years. The finance guy told me I was crazy. He's still one of my good friends today and was a Titan patient at one point in time. But at that point, he told me I was nuts, and first thing I did to that truck was wrapped it. And I drove it every day from Trinity to Tampa, which is like a 45-minute drive. And I don't know how many phone calls I got when I was in the truck because we were running off a cell phone at that point. We had all the calls forward to the cell phone, and we would be hustling. We'd drive to different locations, setting up for events, you know, servicing patients, like doing all that. And I got so many calls just from that. Even today, yesterday I was at a gas station. I pull up. I start filling up. The guy right next to me goes, hey, man. He goes, I use your products. I was like, for real? I mean, I run into people it's just so random that they come up to me and I love it. I'm like, man, that motivates me even more. But he comes up to me and talks to me about BPC and how amazing it is. He had a bicep tendon tear and he took BPC and it healed it. And it healed it faster than what the doctor thought he was going to heal, which is amazing. And I don't know how many other patients out there, we've used it for so many other different things. But me personally, shoulder. So originally, 2 years ago, I went in, I had a slap tear, and I was injured before that. So I took BPC-157, and I still take it day after day today. because every morning I wake up in pain. It takes the inflammation out, and it helps me get through my workouts. So I had another MRI done, right? It was like a week and a half ago. So I go into the orthopedic specialist, and you know, he starts talking to me, he starts showing me the MRI, and shows me how I'm bone on bone. I have nothing left. My labrum is okay. My rotator cuff is good. So everything out there, there's no slap tear anymore, but there is no cartilage, and I'm straight bone on bone. And I'm still getting through my workouts every day. I'm still pushing on a bench 275. I used to do like 315, a little higher. I won't even go that high because I don't want to cause any further damage. But BPC 157, TB500 has helped me dramatically, dramatically. So at that point, I know it helps me. I know it's helped so many other patients out there. If you guys have any injuries, chronic, acute, BPC 157, TB500, I'd always try first before anything else. And if it doesn't work, then hey, listen, if you got to go to an ulterior route of getting surgery, like what the orthopedic told me was, is because I have so much arthritis in there too as well, I don't have any options except for a total shoulder replacement. And I'm 43 years old. And the doctor's like, we wouldn't want to do this to you at least like 55, you know, maybe a little bit earlier, but nothing too early before 50. So I'm like, damn, I can't do that. Because shoulder replacements, they'll last probably like 20 years and they have to get another one. And I don't really want to do that. So at that point, like, I'm just going to have to go through it. Now, he did tell me there was another option where he could do PRP, which we do a PRP. But they also have this gel that they can inject in the shoulder. So I'm going to go that route. I'm going to videotape that route. And so you guys can see kind of what the procedure was. If you have shoulder issues, maybe you're just like me and you're on bone on bone and you're trying to look for some sort of technique or something to help you out. Maybe this will help you guys out. I'm all about sharing the knowledge, sharing the education, so we can all make great decisions about what we want to do for our health. All right. Whew. Any other questions out there? Come on, guys. Come on, shoot them out to me. A couple questions. Different forms of taking testosterone. So there's different forms or different transportation ways that you can take testosterone. One, you can take it injectable. Two, you can take it by a cream or gel. Three, and which I would not do, is pellets. So pellets are the worst. Wouldn't recommend it to anybody. Wouldn't recommend that to anybody, 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 anybody. So that just is what it is. I had a slap tear. Also, BPC 157 worked. That's awesome. So it's worked so much, man, for so many different people. And then we had another question a little bit lower than that. All right. What therapies can you get without blood work starting out? Irbo. You can get, and listen to this, guys, you can get majority of the therapies that we offer without blood work. The only things that require blood work from Tite Medical Center to start: hormone replacement therapy, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, or IGF-1 therapy. Everything else, Hercules Potion, MK, Tesamorelin, CJC, BPC 157, Titan Complete, Semaglutide, Tirzepatide, all the other ones. All you have to do is fill out the new patient paperwork and you see the medical provider one time a year and you're good to go. You can order those therapies every month. You can order a couple months at a time if you know that it's going to work out and everything's good with the therapy. It's good by you. There's no problems there. So there is no, you know, there's no excuse, guys. I mean, if I made you get blood work for everything, I'd be like, oh, man, this is another step I got to do, more money I got to put out. Real simple and easy. Fill out the new patient paperwork. You're going to do your medical consult. You're going to be good to go. All right? Pretty simple, pretty easy stuff. All right. I think my live on here got cut off. All right. So what else we got? Any other questions on there? I think that's it, guys. I think that's it. So if you guys, do you require people to come in office or can everything be done year-round virtually? Everything can be done via telemedicine. Everything. You don't have to step in this office at one time. Nowhere. So at that point, real simple, real easy to do. You can do it from the comfort of your home. You can pull over on the side of the road if you're driving because we don't want you driving and doing the visit. You can pull over, do your visit. You could be, a lot of people work, right? And they don't even got the time. Even if they live here in Tampa, don't have the time to come to the office because hey, maybe they're in the St. Pete area. It's going to take them a little longer. There's traffic, bridge. They don't want to get on it. They don't got to do it. They can literally go on their lunch break, go on their phone, see the provider through the phone, and now they have their visit done. You can fill out the new patient paperwork on your phone, right from the website. Just go to the new patient paperwork. It's on our link tree, our social medias. Just go to patient paperwork, sign up right through there. Once you fill out the new patient paperwork, it's going to come directly to us. A medical assistant is going to reach out to you, set you up for your medical consultation, and then at that point, you're good to go. You're going. You're on your way, right? All right. Any other questions? If not, what's going on? Seth Jordan, I hope all is well, bro. Did you see my comment? No, I didn't, Bill. What was the comment? Can you shoot out to me one more time? Jay Jacobs in the house. What's going on, brother? Bill, I'm waiting on your question or comment before I move on. I want to make sure that I answer everybody's questions that have them up here. I appreciate your time. Your time is valuable. My time is valuable. I want to make sure that I get through everything for you guys. What did I miss? So we talked about the therapy of the week, which was Tesamorelin, how beneficial it is, FDA approved. You know, one, raises growth hormone levels naturally, stimulates the pituitary as far as that goes, and then targets visceral and belly fat, which is ridiculous, right? We definitely want that to happen because, you know, that's just an added benefit. And like I was telling people out there, Seth, this does not happen with any other therapy or medication out there where it specifically targets visceral and belly fat. Really, really cool. It's super, super cool. Another one I've been taking right now is MOTC. So I'll give you guys the update on that here in about a month or so. I just started taking it. It's been really good. I got Michael Hearn coming in town this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So at that point, you're going to see lives with us here behind the scenes. We're going to shoot a ton of content for you guys. Mike might do some blood work and do another consultation. And you guys can see what the results are. Because we've been doing blood work on Mike for months now. I think Mike's been with the company, as far as on the team, for 5 or 6 months. And we've done blood work throughout that time. So, you know, everybody's like, Michael Hearn, he's not natty. His levels are through the roof. He's taking this. He's taking that. Mike takes therapies from Titan Medical Center. But he doesn't take testosterone or HRT. He takes a gang of peptides. Like, this regimen's strong. It's strong as far as peptide-wise, and it's helped him dramatically. Like, Mike's always in good shape. Mike always eats right. He's on point. This guy's never had a drink of alcohol before, never done any kind of drug, even marijuana. I mean, it's pretty crazy, right? I mean, for me, listen, even to this day, I might have an occasional drink out or a glass of champagne or whatever it is. Like, I have balance in life. And Mike is just he's another specimen. And he's 55 years old. So, you know, the peptides, like I said, have been a game changer. And we are going to show you guys. He's won, like, Mr. Universe, right, back in the day. I think it was, like, 4 times he won it. And our goal was this upcoming Sunday or Monday, we were going to get to the point, because we've been working on his body for that long, to get him to the point where he is better body-wise than he was back then. You know how long ago that was? It's like we're talking about 25 years or something crazy. So if we can get him back to that level at that age, then we can do crazy transformations for regular people that are a lot younger. Their body will bounce back a lot quicker, okay? Because like I said, Mike's not on growth hormone. He's on testosterone. Those levels are not high. They haven't been high. Because you could say, oh, well, he's just going to crash his levels for the blood test. Okay, well, that could happen. But not through a majority of like 5 or 6 months of blood testing. Can't do it. And if you do it, I mean, I don't know how the hell you're doing it. Because if you take testosterone, it's going to go up. The only way that I could see that it goes up and goes down is if you took like maybe an oral troche. That's what like Alex Rodriguez used to do. He used to time the testosterone troche. It's a micronized testosterone, so there's no ester, and when it releases, and he would take it, and he would time it exactly when he took it to when he was done with the game. So if they did test him, his levels wouldn't come back high. There are ways to get around some of these different testing, but it has become a lot harder to do, okay? Brittany Morgan, what's going on? Neela So Fresh, I'm getting on board with you guys in 2 weeks. We don't have anything like you in around Dayton, Ohio. Awesome. I'm glad you're getting on with us. And there's nothing out there like that in some of those places in the Midwest. And I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Chicago originally. you know, even when I go to there, you know, listen, there's like, you know, testosterone clinics, if you want to call them that, whatever, med spas. There's nobody that does what we do. There's nobody that takes care of patients in the fashion or order that we do. I guarantee it. There's nobody that's going to give you response and support as a patient better than Titan Medical Center, and I would bet the house on it. So, you know, there's some different things that I've done. Has Mike used IGF-1 yet? Yes, he has. He's used IGF-1, GHKCU, Tessimerolin. He's on right now. I just put him on it. We just put him on it. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So he should start getting some results. He loves AOD-9604. When he started taking AOD-9604, he was like, man, he's like, I can tell a difference in like a week with this stuff. And I was like, well, that's pretty good. You know, I tell people, listen, especially if you're not all the way dialed in, you're not doing all the right things. I usually tell people like 30 to 60 days, you'll start seeing some good results and just keep it rolling. But yeah, he's used all that Hercules potion, glutathione. He loves glutathione. So there's some different things, you know, but he cares more about his skin than muscle. If you guys can believe that. And he's strong as an ox, and he's built like a horse, man. It's just crazy. Bill Sutton said, used to squat over 500 pounds and need to help getting off the couch now. Oh, what can help me? Bill, how old are you? And if you're in your 30s or 40s, we need to start with a blood test. Let's see where your levels are at. Because, you know, if those levels are down, you're going to be unmotivated, right? And this is a common side effect from having low testosterone for males and females. Low motivation, right? Not wanting to do stuff that they usually like to do. It used to bring them joy. Brain fog, fatigue, body not responding like it used to, not recovering like it used to. These are all different things that hormonal issues stem from. So, you know, that would be the first thing I would say. But then, like, listen, if it's HRT, that's the foundation. Get that. Get all the hormones optimized. And then, listen, Tessimerolin's a really good one that we're talking about. Raising those IGF-1 levels. You know, that should get you stronger. But MK would get you strong real quick. But it just really depends. Like, you know, what direction we're really trying to go in. I know we want to get you back to lifting some heavy weight here. But if you've been on the couch, have you gained some weight? You want to lose weight as you're doing this? There's some things that maybe I would stay away from. And maybe I would do as a different route, basically. Okay? No motivation anymore. So 43, bro. Definitely need to get a blood test. Definitely need to get a blood test. We do it nationwide. Simple and easy. $150. Full in-depth panel. Complete blood cell count. Comprehensive metabolic panel. Cholesterol panel. PSAs in there. Full thyroid panel. Free and total testosterone. Estrogen. Progesterone. IGF-1 levels. And B12 levels. All in there. So I guarantee, if you haven't touched anything, your levels are probably low. And you're going through the no motivation. There's a depressional stage. Like, I went through it. I know how it feels. I know a lot of guys, and that's how they feel. And girls, the exact same thing. Like, they don't even realize it, but they might have low testosterone. And some girls out there think, oh, like, testosterone is just for guys. That's untrue. That's so untrue. You have the exact same hormones as a female as I do as a male. The difference. I have higher levels of some different things in hormones, and you have some different higher levels of some different things. So I might be more testosterone dominant because I'm a guy. And you might be more estrogen dominant as a female. That makes you more feminine, right? And testosterone makes you more masculine. So at that point, I would definitely do that. B-Muzin, how you doing? I hope all is well, girl. Jose, how you doing? Who else we got in here? Seth Jordan, got to try the AOD. AOD is the bomb, Seth. If you haven't tried AOD, you definitely got to try it. 10-minute warning, guys. Victor, how you doing? Bill Sutton, not gaining weight. Used to use sus and now just getting smaller. All right, so I guarantee it's low testosterone. That's one of the problems. We need to get that dialed in. You'll be good. You start eating, start training again. Your size will come back. Your strength will come back. We can start adding on some other little goodies possibly once we get you dialed in. Let's get you dialed in, man. Let's see where everything's at. Then we can make an educated decision about where you want to go and what you want to do. Real simple, real easy to do. Call or text 727-389-3220. It's our only phone number. So if you don't or you didn't hear what I said, you can check out our website, titanmedicalcenter.com, our social medias, any of that stuff on there you guys will be able to see, and you guys can be able to take advantage of the blood testing. Let's do it. All right, Bill, you mentioned this. You get it for $150. Tell them you seen John on live. He said $150 for the full in-depth panel. They'll hook you up. All kinds of love. Thanks for joining us. Joni Bean, what's going on? I hope all is well. Terry Daniel, how you doing? If you guys got any questions, let me know. I've covered so much today, but you know what? I always want to cover more for you guys. But I want to have the questions, so at that point, you guys can ask them and get them answered, okay? Anybody on TikTok? Anybody on Facebook? Anybody on YouTube? Now's your time. Give you guys another minute or so. And if not, it's all good. I think we've had a good chat and good talk today. Remember, Tessa Merlin is therapy of the week. There's a discount on Tessa Merlin. So if you guys are looking for that therapy, then you guys can call or text. If you want more information about any of our different therapies or about anything that we do or you don't know possibly what to do, just call or text us. Our medical staff will be happy to walk you through the process and give you guys more in-depth information if needed to make a decision if you want to become a patient and part of the Titan family or you don't. It's all good either way. We just love you guys. We want to support you guys and want to help you guys and be the best that you possibly can. So I don't think there's any more questions. All right, so we do have another one. Awesome. I appreciate that, Marvin. 357 Marvin, I'm a BJJ competitor, and I need something to give me an edge. Ooh, there's so many good things, dude. So many good things that we can talk about here. So being a competitor like this, if you're in certain organizations, okay, they have certain rules and certain banned substances. So you'd have to check that yourself to see what they are. But I can tell you this. Even if, you know, you can't use some of the different things that might be banned substances, there's one thing that all of our BJJ competitors always take. And weightlifters or anybody doing any sort of exercising in general or strenuous activity, whether it's marathons or just working out in the gym, they're a gym rat, they're a competitor, whatever it is. And that's Hercules Potion. It's going to give you a pump. It's an anti-fatigue amino acid in there. Ornithine is going to let you work out longer, more strenuous activity. It's going to help you recover faster. Usually a lot of my competitors that are BJJ, they can't really recover as fast as they want to. They're training daily. But we have a lot of different things that'll give you an edge. And that's one of them. That is all natural and is on no ban list in any sport. But there's other things that you can utilize too as well. And that's something that we'd want to talk to you about personally and talk about your health and talk about where you want to be. So the best thing you can do is call or text 727-389-3220. Tell the medical staff, hey, listen, I'm a BJJ competitor. I was talking to John online and I want something that's going to give me the edge. And they'll give you some great ideas for whatever you need to do. I promise. Okay? Tom Dollaray, they pick up right away. Super friendly. Thanks, Tom. And we do. We do. We pride ourselves on patient care and patient service and cutting-edge therapies. You know, for when we opened this medical center, me and Cherise, my wife, you know, she was a nurse for like 10 or 12 years at that point. You know, our biggest thing was, what would we want to change in a medical center? And I'll tell you something right off the bat. I don't like going to a place, an appointment at 1:30 and not getting seen until 2:30, 3 o'clock. That means I've been in there an hour or an hour and a half to wait for the medical provider to come in the room to have 5 minutes, maybe 10 at most, with that provider to answer the questions or problems that I have. It's crazy. So a Titan Medical Center, you'll never have that. We treat you A number one. Everybody's a VIP and everybody gets VIP service. That means you get your answers questions fast, in a timely manner, pretty quick, and you're going to get the right answer if you get it. When you get it, I should say, not if. At that point, that's the biggest thing, right? That was one of the biggest things, and then cutting-edge therapies. Being able to really listen to the patient, what they really needed, instead of knowing what they needed, right? There's doctors out there or providers that they have almost like a God complex, and you know, you might mention something, and they just... Nah, no, this is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to do it. No, I don't want your comments. I know better than you. And this, listen, they should hear you out at least. And at that point, if there's something that they don't think might be right, then that's okay. Then they tell you. But that's it, guys. So that's the show. 357 Marvin, you're welcome. K Keys, Lua Fogano, what's going on? I hope all you guys have a great rest of your Titan Tuesday. I will see you next Tuesday with myself. For Titan Talk Tuesdays with me, John, CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center. And I'll be back with Michael Hearn live next Tuesday too as well. Honestly, we might be doing it from in here before he leaves. He leaves out on Tuesday, but we could probably do a live from here before he leaves. So hopefully we'll have him in the house and we'll be doing a live right here. If not, don't worry. Stay locked to our social media because there's tons of cool content that's coming your way. And Michael Hearn will be in the house Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. And we'll be going live and doing all kinds of crazy stuff for you guys to see. So get your questions ready if you got them. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next Tuesday for Titan Talk Tuesdays with me, John, CEO of Titan Medical Center. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys, and I'm out.